on camera.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and it is going to be a scorcher. Well, not a scorcher, just 106 scorcher, which is not as bad as 126 scorcher. And speaking of scorching, here's Frosty.
Good morning. How's it going?
You know, Frosty, it's good. You know, this is open line. I guess these people are taking us seriously about this because all the phone lines are already filled up, and I hadn't even got to say hello to the favorite part of my whole day. Linda.
Good morning. Ring the bell. Okay, we got to do a shout-out to a business that we went to yesterday, and we want to talk about great service. If your printer goes out and you need ink, go to the inkjet specialists. They are right on Hartnell Avenue, right across from, what's the name of the great, I can't think of it right now, the Fountain Place.
The Fountain
Jose's.
Place.
Jose's. They're by Jose's on Hartnell.
They're next to the fire station.
Fire station, right. Anyway, all the guys in there, so helpful, and they filled my ink and they replaced yours, and so, anyway, shout out to them. Tonight.
They're a great group of people.
Yeah, they really are. Right. Attentive and great customer service.
Okay.
And tonight.
Yes.
Just to let many of you know who don't already, that there's an event going on at the rodeo grounds, where Sheriff Mack is going to be talking. And this is one of those grassroots, again, things that's going to be probably a huge turnout, just like, the Tea Party was, as far as, if you remember the bridge, it was really 300, but it was really 2,500, almost 3,000 people. I think we're going to have that kind of crowd that's coming tonight,
We're speaking of freedom. Living within the Constitution. You know, what's guaranteed to you? But we're also going to talk about what rights you have, but also in the county. What can the county keep? Can the county keep the feds out of here? Well, yeah, they can. But we're going to be talking about that again. It's going to start at 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be at the rodeo grounds, and it's going to be a great time. There's going to be a band. There's going to be singing. There's going to be a number of speakers, but especially Sheriff Mack.
And if that is something that doesn't appeal to you, of course, one of our favorite things that we love to do is dinner and a movie. And tonight, 7, same time, down at the Cascade, there's going to be Like Water for Chocolate and a cooking demonstration by Donnie Greenberg. By Donnie Greenberg. Tickets are $10. So if it's something you just can't do, it's go out to the fairground or go out to the rodeo grounds and it's hot and you'd rather go see a movie and a cooking demonstration, which is really awesome. There's a couple things for you to be thinking about doing tonight, but we got to take a break right now. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday.
Open line.
Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Columbia, this is Houston, ALS, over.
Well, July 20th, 1969, Apollo 11 lands on the moon. Seems that as part of the moon's landing 40th anniversary, the space agency trying to find archival history.
Yes.
Thank you for helping me with that word.
Well, I have problems with mayonnaise.
But here's the deal. Do you think it was real?
Two of the three of us in this studio think it's real.
Can you even believe that that's a question?
Well, obviously it is. Do you really? I mean, there's a lot of people who don't believe that we landed on the moon, do they, Frosty?
I'm not saying that we didn't, but there's no evidence that says we do.
How about the things they leave up there?
Well, zoom a telescope up there and show them to me.
Well,
show me the flag.
I think they have.
Okay, now, can you remember, it's like when JFK was shot, I can remember where I was. Do you remember where you were in 69 at that moment when they landed?
No, 1969. In fact, I don't remember two or three years from the 60s. And if you do remember years from the 60s, you weren't really there.
That's great. Okay, 69, I'm giving away my age. I was in sixth grade in a modular classroom at Star King Junior High. Well, it was like, it was not a junior high, obviously, but it went to junior high. And it was Mrs. Austin's class, and I remember watching it on black and white in class. So it must have been summer school because, I didn't have a choice. In my household, you went to summer school every year. So summer school, Mrs. Austin's class in Sacramento at Star King School. And I can remember distinctly watching this and being mesmerized by an event that was heard around the world.
Well, you know what? Like I said, there are still people that do not believe that we landed on the moon, including the guy that works in the house. Lisa, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Do you believe they landed on the moon?
I think I was like 6 years old, so I can't tell you.
Well, Lisa, you're scaring me, Lisa.
Yeah,
you're scaring me because I know you. I know you as being a hard-headed, let's go after them kind of woman, and then now you're telling me that. Well, I wasn't there.
So, I think I was in first grade or kindergarten.
Do you believe in electricity? I mean,
yeah.
You weren't there.
Yeah,
can't
I
see
think
it.
They probably did land on the moon. No. So
okay, thanks, Lisa. Hey, for y'all that don't know Lisa was one of the, what can I say, the leaders in the Stop Tank movement. And, Rocky called us yesterday, and that did you win?
We won phase one. Let's say that. we won the tank part of that. Tank is out of it, but WAPA is still very much involved, with this. And, we need to get them out of the NEPA process and out of the Federal Register.
Okay. Well, again, it's, after they did a study, they did a study and they said, this really isn't even, fiscally responsible to even do this. And again, not to say what it does to people, because I believe if it had been fiscally responsible, it would have been standby because here we come.
Well, and just to support what you're having tonight at the fairgrounds, you're talking about keeping the feds out.
Yeah.
Let me show you what I'm looking at this morning. I'm looking at a flyer that says, senior decision makers lay out the strategic opportunities for the next phase of transmission development in the West.
Oh, yeah.
That's Transmission Summit West 2009.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be in San Francisco, September 9th through 11th at the Sheraton Gateway in San Francisco. And here's their little flyer. The industry's key leaders will provide a detailed explanation of how they are working to surmount the hurdles of planning and developing large-scale projects to serve energy markets that look different than those in the past.
Oh,
how to get around all the problems that they're having.
Well, the problems that they're having is that they're trying to put power lines in places where there's no reasons to have a power line, except that on the hope, it's kind of like betting on the come when you're at the, when you're in Vegas. If I roll this dice, maybe I'll be lucky here.
And this is very much about money, making money.
Of course it is.
And they could do a much better job with transmission and renewable energy, which I think you can thank Rocky a lot. He pulled up all that research on the Ready Report and proved them wrong.
The people have a lot to thank. I mean, there was a number of leaders in this, Rocky and you and Steve and a number of other people that were involved in this. But you stood up and said, you're not going to do this to us. We're not going to just roll over and take it. And that's part of what's going on tonight at the rodeo grounds. And what I'd like to see is that people that believe in taking care of themselves and believe in this country and believe in the Constitution, that you all get together, and just say, enough's enough. Come on, government, get out of our lives.
And, Carl, I think that's part of the interesting part for people here. One of the reasons I really like your show is people need to stop fighting with each other. I see, in this group, we had thousands of people. There were liberals, there were Democrats, there were conservatives, there were Republicans, there were you name it. We were all one giant group that had to work together to save our property.
Yes.
We could do a ton, and a lot of them were saying the same thing. They might be different, have different opinions, some other small things, but overall, we all want our rights. We don't want the government involved in our business. whether they're liberals, conservatives, whatever. If we all stick together, we have a giant voice.
You know, you're absolutely right, and that's it, is that, you know, this, and I'm just using it for the station here, but our show is, it's a voice for everybody, but the voice is get out of our business. You know, that, you know, there's things that we pay taxes for that we need. But when you start getting into, you know, starting to take our land, you're starting to, you know, to delve into all the intimate parts of our lives. Government, get out of our lives.
And get off your butts and take a stand.
That's the
Absolutely.
Other thing. Because if you don't, guess what? You're going to get 500,000 watts of power lines over your roof.
And you're going to get run over. We got to take a break.
Thanks, Lisa,
Thank
so
you.
Much for
all
everything
right,
you did.
This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Get your thumb out of my eye, Linda. Okay.
Stick your tongue back in your mouth, Carl.
Okay. All right.
Sweetie pie.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, they sell gourmet coffee beans.
Great coffee.
They sell the coffee makers themselves. They sell tea. They sell, great wines. Everything it takes to make coffee. They also have, of course, that walk-in humidor, any type of tobacco product you want. But that walk-in humidor is great. And they're having a sale on cigars. Joe and Shelley, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Let's go to the phones.
Charles, good morning.
Yeah, did you hear the news earlier this morning, the state's Water Resources Board is doing soil tests preliminary to putting in the peripheral canal.
Yeah, they want to divert water from the Sacramento River south.
Yeah, here we go, Lake Owens all over again.
Yeah, you know what, you know, they're saying is that it's going to protect endangered fish species while providing
a
water supply.
They know it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it is? It's another water grab.
Yeah, it is. They figure that with all the attention being focused on, Obama's national health proposal, which, you know, national health is a national disgrace.
Well, you know, that's in trouble, too, you know, because you've got some pretty senior Democrats rolling out going, hey, wait a minute. You know, that's, if you're not willing to do a few things here, we're in deep trouble. And that was like one of the leading Democrat senators out of Montana.
And the attention focused on the California deficit, not to mention Michael Jackson's memorial. They figure they can just sneak in under the radar and just move ahead as though there's no public opposition at all to this thing.
Well, there are opponents to this. And again, you know, they want to build this canal. I wonder how much it's going to cost to build that canal. I mean, we've got all that money, I know. You know, to build, to dig a canal around the, around the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta.
Right.
So you build another canal. I mean, that's going to be cheap. Yeah.
One of the things it's supposed to do is increase the water levels on the San Joaquin side.
Yeah.
That one of the, among other things, it's supposed to, you know, irrigate farms south of the San Joaquin Delta and even move some water to urban end users.
Well, you know, we got to get those cars.
Southern California.
We got to get those cars washed. So, hey.
No, they're just doing it because, you know, they want to wet. Oh, I was going to make a joke, but, you know, seeing that this is broadcast.
I think I'll refrain. You just don't know how much problems we can get into sometimes.
I know. I'm just, but yeah, I mean, on a more serious note, I mean, this thing is a potential, you know, disaster run, you know, barreling down the tracks, and, you know, and we need to, just like we did with the tank thing.
Yeah, you need to stand
up on this too.
Yeah, you need to. Okay. Hey, Charles, thank you so much for your phone call.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, you know what? I'd like to have a moment of silence here, but I want to talk about a man named Bob Eric Peterson, who is a veteran that just died here. He played the bugle at Happy Valley. He's Happy Valley man. He played the bugle in countless funerals in the area. He's a veteran, World War II veteran. He died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center. He was instrumental in getting the cemetery up at Igo. He was 85 years old, a World War II veteran, and a true gentleman. Everybody I've ever met thinks the world of this man. You know, we were going to miss you, Bob.
Thank you for your service, Bob. Okay, we got a caller on line one that's been waiting for some time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Glory. When President Kennedy was assassinated, I was a freshman in West Virginia. And over the, we were in third period study hall. And over the PA system crackled the news. And we thought it was a mistake. We started giggling. We thought they had turned on the PA by accident. Until we heard that there was no reason to giggle. Linda, were you sent home from school?
Well, see, that was before I was younger then, so I remember the Apollo. I think I was at home actually at the time. But anyway,
you know, Rose, I remember that too. But you know, because I was probably a little bit older than you, and they did not send us home from school. But
you had to stay.
We had to stay. That's right.
And we were sent home, and our mothers and fathers were out there with their heads down.
By the time we got back. Hey, thanks so much for your phone call, Rose, because it does. It brings back where you were, and we've got a hard break here.
And
so,
by the way, I just got out of the hospital, and a doctor told me a joke. What's the difference between a doctor and God?
What?
God doesn't think he's a doctor. It's been fun. Got to run.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. Heartbreak here. It's Carla Lindabot. Free Fire Ready, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Frosty, you are in deep trouble now.
I love it.
You non-believer. You
well,
heathen.
Well, you know what?
Infidel.
That is so all-American.
Well, you know
that
what's
is
true.
So all-American.
Let's go to the phones here. Skip, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
How are you folks today?
We're great.
Thanks for calling, Skip.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the DA's decision not to prosecute this gentleman who inevitably killed another man at the dance club.
Yeah.
To me, it just seems like, hey, vigilante justice, why not?
Well, you know,
From the article in the newspaper, it clearly says that, well, everything's been shown, that they have visible evidence, but there's no reason to take it to the trial.
Well, I understand that there's going to be some other things that are going to be happening here in the near future. And I've heard this from some people. The other thing, too, is, you know, what bothers me the most about this, Skip, and I'm glad to see that there's other people, this is still bothering, is I want consistency. I want consistency in our district attorney. A horrible tragedy with a young boy getting a hold of his father's weapon and killing himself. No charges. A woman who was texting while driving her daughter in a wreck, and her daughter was killed. A manslaughter charge against her. A young man that's in a bar, and everybody's drinking, and he gets somebody walks up and punches him. He dies. No charges. You know, and then a 16-year-old who's there drinking with her girlfriend. The girlfriend dies, and manslaughter charges against her. I'm not exactly sure where the consistency is here.
Exactly. Apparently, leniency to the most extreme is part of their oath or something, or it's something new. And what really bothers me about the whole situation is I know somebody personally that had been taken to jail and tried and almost sent to prison for merely threatening to reiterate on a man who had been cheating with this same man's wife who he had been married to for 22 years.
Uh-huh.
All he did was scream and yell and vent some rage. He got picked up and thrown in jail.
Well, you know, because he's threatening
a prison sentence if he does anything again.
Yeah.
And there was no contact with the victim, so to speak, victim.
Yeah, so it was just it was anger. He threatened, and so, hey, we're going to put you in jail for that.
That's right.
You know,
the possibility of prison.
You know, we're not on a witch hunt here, and I don't know any of the people involved. But he did hit. He hit somebody. The guy died. I think there should be a trial. I mean, I know he didn't mean to do it, and maybe he feels huge remorse for this. I hope so. But I'm not going to go to trial because it wouldn't have, you know, he'll not be found guilty in his county. Or even the worst thing that Mr. Benito said was, you know, the people cheer in the movies when the hero, you know, saves his girlfriend by punching out somebody. Mr. Benito, that's a damn movie. It's not real life. I mean, Christ, that's what's the problem with our kids now. We're raising them with these video games where they're killing each other off, and they've witnessed 11,000 murders by the time they're 12 if they watch TV. And, you know, now we're starting to wonder, you know, hey, the chickens are coming home to roost, and we better put a hold on it someplace.
Exactly. I mean, in every argument should not end up in any kind of injury. Any kind of physical fracture.
That's right. You know what I mean?
Without circumstances.
It was all alcohol related, and that was part of it too. And here's my other thing. If I'm drunk and I hit you, Skip, with my car, and I injure you or kill you, I'm guilty. I can't use as an excuse, oh, I was drinking. Even if you were drinking and you walked out, into the street. So
I got hit.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for your phone call, Skip.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to the phones.
John.
Hi. This is John.
Moon
good
landing.
Morning, John.
Hi. Good morning. It always amazes me that people that question something that they know nothing about. I was on the USS Hornet for the Apollo 12 recovery. I was on the recovery team. I was a radar operator. I picked up the craft as it enters the Earth's atmosphere at 180,000 feet. And, of course, I observed the recovery of the capsule, astronauts, Conrad, Gordon, and Bean. My last name's Gordon, but there's no relationship. So, I know for a fact.
I'm
that,
sure it must
that,
have,
that did happen.
It must infuriate you when because it's almost like this conspiracy theory, explosions in the Twin Tower kind of mentality.
Right, or even doubting the Holocaust. I mean, people that know nothing about what happened, of any event, that have an opinion. You can't have an opinion if you know nothing about it.
Well, thank you so much for your call, because there you were, physically there.
Yes.
As the debris came through the atmosphere.
I just think is that, first of all, if it was a secret, our government can't keep a secret.
No,
it's never been able to keep a secret. So, how are you going to keep a secret about this? It's like, okay, let's put 18,000 pounds of explosives into Twin Towers. We didn't land on the moon. Let's have contrails in the air.
Now, wait a minute. There's a secret.
Yeah.
What's Area 51.
Thanks a lot, John, for your phone call. I know during
the
break we'll roll around on the ground on this one, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Bye.
Bill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. How are you?
You know what? We are doing fine. It's Friday. It's the weekend. We're getting ready to roll here.
Yeah, look forward to the party tonight down there at the Teacuppers. Anyway, what I was calling about was the our Wizards of Smart in Sacramento on this trying to make the heavy equipment and the truck drivers retrofit their diesel engines.
You know what?
And I call it an engine and not a motor, because a motor's electric.
That's right.
Engines. Gas, and nobody knows that anymore.
I know.
Anyways,
they interchangeably use the word, and it's incorrect.
Yeah, I trucked for 21 years, and I worked for both big companies with co-ops, and I worked for independents. And I'm telling you, the money's not there. The independents are on a shoestring that they're barely afford to break even and make a couple bucks. That's it. You hit these guys with this kind of ridiculous stuff, and what's going to happen is they're going to flee California.
Well,
and if they say if you can't come into California without retrofitting your trucks, they just aren't coming in. They will not do it.
They can't afford it, because if they get a ticket, I guess at some point they can hit them with a $2,000 or $3,000 fine. I'm sure that's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then, at some point, then they're going to just confiscate their vehicles.
Yeah, and this part of America.
I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying but that could happen.
Yeah, and this part of America that we live, that basically, there's 47 other states, and take away the five on the East Coast, because they ain't going to know better over there.
Well,
there's still a lot of states to operate on. They'll quit coming in, and when that happens, and even the big companies, Safeways and the other food industries, they're going to go under. They can't do it. The money's not there.
Well, I tell you what, when the money will be there is when they raise the prices on everything, and we will have, instead of paying $1.50 for something, we're going to be paying $2.50 for something.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way they're going to pay for it. And it's going to drive the people that are already having problems right into bankruptcy.
Oh,
not that the government's not trying to do that right now. I mean, they've had a lot of experience with it here in California since we're bankrupt there. So I guess they want company. They want the rest of us to be bankrupt.
Yeah, I got a question, too. Is this going to be like cap and trade where they're going to, what about all these Mexican truckers coming in the United States to deliver goods which they authorize?
Oh, no, that's okay. That's going to be okay.
Their pollution our cap and trade.
Oh, no, that's going to be okay.
Yeah. They got to quit drinking that water in Sacramento. Something's wrong
with it. Well, it's not just the water in Sacramento. I think they import it from Washington, D.C.
I mean, it's going to be the dagger through the heart that kills California. We're about dead now, thanks to them.
Yeah, I know. Still a little quiver in my legs.
And they take out the trucking industry, my friend, and this, and there ain't going to be no food on the shelves. There's going to be nothing anywhere.
I think that they're on their way to a rude wake-up. Hey, Bill, got to run. Thanks a lot for your phone call. Hey, it's Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio. And you know what? It is time for a wake-up. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Lindebaugh. A lot of times we just go to Carl Lindebaugh. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know what? One of the things that we love to do with this very little time that we have is to network our friends, people that we believe in. Cascade Paints. We love these guys. Okay. In fact, we walked into a store the other day and somebody said, you know what? I'm going to go to Cascade Paints. I remember going to them a long time ago, brought back that they are great. Go to Cascade Paints. In fact, they have Mystic Paint, which is non-toxic, and it's used in hospitals. They're in California and Eureka. Cascade Paints.
Norm, thanks for waiting.
Yes, Carl, thank you for taking me. And also, I wanted to thank you for expressing your take on the evidence.
Well, you know, I don't like to second guess. I really don't. But again, I'm looking at consistency here, and I'm looking at, I'm positive that other man did not want to, you know, cause such great injury. But something's got, you know, what about the 16-year-old? I'm sure she didn't try and kill her best friend either. So
right, and I'll try to make this, but I think that Jerry Bonito has a responsibility and a duty, and his first responsibility is he's hired to be a prosecutor and he's to prosecute cases, not to save money on the budget. He stated that he had an ethical responsibility not to spend resources and money on a case that couldn't win. I, to the contrary, feel that this case is a triable case. I've seen enhanced videos. I've seen police reports and so forth that would counter basically what his position is. And that's the job of a defense attorney, is to throw up all the different things to do it. He needs to anticipate that, but he's got a duty and an obligation to our community to do that. Now, if somebody says, hey, you know, this isn't going to work, you know, whatever. But that's my feeling. Consistency, I think you've got it right on the spot there. And, again, I've seen some of the other evidence now that most people probably haven't seen. And even one of the other points I'll make real quickly is a statement he said at the press conference about the fact that if this was tried in some other area, such as San Francisco or whatever, you know, it probably would have easily done it. I mean, I don't know what the difference of the law is in California. It covers the whole state, not just Redding. And if he's allowing our community to run the way it's running, you know, we need to stop it here.
It's not going to worry about
San Francisco's problems.
Yeah, San Francisco's got enough of their own problems.
Exactly.
Well, Norm, what it displays to me is tolerance for a physical act where if somebody hits somebody, I mean, I don't really know what Martinez was doing with the girlfriend. I don't know if he was touching her. That part isn't clear to me. But if he was like saying, let's go dance, and he touched her arm, that still does not constitute somebody cold cocking on the left side of the head. So somebody got hit. Somebody died from it. Somebody needs to pay. I mean, it's just really clear cut for me. And I think truly if there would be people lined up and down the streets that would want to be on this jury just so that they could see every part of the evidence, because I'm thinking and we're hearing and we're feeling that this call was not just.
Well, I tend to, you know, everybody's entitled to make their own conclusions from seeing the thing. I do have a copy of an enhanced one, and I've been able to see it on a large screen under HD, and I believe that there's clearly you see a lot different view of what is being portrayed, and the copy that was provided to the media and on the internet and TV was very poor quality.
Yeah.
And well, so once you see it a little closer, you know, you got to remember there's light shows going on, darkness, there's, you know, it's a terrible environment. But
I think there's going to be some things coming out here in the near future. And what we got to do is that, you know, right now he didn't say he couldn't in the future. You know, just right now he said he wasn't going to. So, but again, consistency.
Consistency,
that's what we need in our system.
But if you're going to do a press conference, bring out the rest of the entire story, too. Or not the whole thing. I realize you can't do it all. But there was other statements made. I've seen the police reports that really don't support Jerry Bonito's contention that this was self-defense. It's very contrary to it. And I believe that there was a lot of information that was withheld or just not released. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but, you know, it's going to be difficult for him to backpedal now that he's made a public announcement in a press conference and stated that he doesn't think he's got a case that can go.
Yeah, that's, you know, how, then you've got.
Now what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do now?
A defense attorney will run with that in a minute.
Yeah. Okay, hey, well, look, thank you so much for your phone call, Norm. We got to take a break here.
Thanks for keeping this alive.
Well, you know what? It's, again, it's fairness. It's everybody, no matter who you are. You deserve fairness. Okay, thanks a lot. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is a portion of the show brought to you by Everything Medical. It's a full-service medical supply store that's Medicare-accredited and has been awarded the Exemplary Provider Award. You know, Joe, who owns the store, is one of our local men doing well. He has a whole variety of products, the largest variety of products in town. He's got a showroom. He's got a warehouse. He offers free home safety assessments. You need to do that to see around the home if there are things that can injure your parents or older ones in your family. There's lists for cars. Everything Medical is at 2109 Hilltop Drive.
Oh, the phones are lit up, and we're back here in the free
Don,
fire
Don, thanks
zone.
For waiting.
Hey, my joy. You started something with me this morning when you said, where were you then?
Yeah.
Wow. I started out, I'm an old goat, and I remember being the Big Depression. The people today think we have a depression. We do not have a depression like the Big Depression, I can assure you. When President Kennedy was killed, I was sitting in front of on a workbench working on a 10-inch black and white television set and saw the thing start off.
Wow.
Wow.
I was in WW2, remember VGA Day and VE Day very, very well.
Thank you for your service.
Well, my whole family. As far as Apollo is concerned, I was privileged to be a part of a very, very small part of working on Apollo with North America Rockwell, JPL, STL, and all these companies that all had a part in this thing. And for anyone that's a disbeliever, they better change their thinking because it happened. And I know that it happened.
Well, it happened, you know. But there's always going to be people that, if I'm not standing there, and the government is obviously out to fool us, you know, no matter what it is, you know, you're not going to convince them. But I think everybody else, which is the 99 percentile.
Love your call this morning. Thank you.
But
you
are a hero, and we thank you so much.
Well, it's my joy. And thank you. And I very much appreciate your program. And I've just missed seeing you the day when I hauled a bunch of junk over there to the food bank.
Oh,
okay, Don. Well, thank you
for that as well.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye. George, we got like 30 seconds.
Yeah, how you doing, Carl?
Great.
Yeah, I was with the Grumman Corporation for 39 years.
Yeah.
In 1959, I was assigned Special Projects Manager on the Luna Module.
Wow.
And I worked right to the end until we decommissioned it and then went on to the shuttle.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things they assigned me with while being on mission support for all the shots, landing and non-landing, was the CBS had the contract to televise all this stuff. So we converted one of our hangars where the Gulfstream was and took that off to another area. And we set it up with plastic on the floor and black curtains around it. And we took all the old clinkers from the coal pile and made it into a lunar landscape and put a test vehicle in there. And one of our pilots was an associate pilot with the astronauts. And CBS came in, and almost everything you saw there was done in a hangar prior to deploying the camera. And that's where that rumor got started.
Oh, okay. I see.
It was done in a hangar, what you saw there. And there could be no question because the quality of the pictures was not what you would have gotten from the lunar landing itself.
Wow. Flag waved weird?
Wait a minute. So you're saying is that the photos of the lunar landing didn't happen?
No. You can't take a picture of something if the camera's in the vehicle.
So you're saying
the only thing they had to leave the vehicle, go down,
right,
and deploy the camera and then go down and get the picture of the footstep on the moon. Everything prior to that, the simulation of going down the ladder and stepping down, was done in a hangar. And Cronkite was the program director on it, and Nelson Benton was the commentator on with Grumman.
Oh, okay.
So what about the actual footage of bouncing around on the moon?
That was after they deployed the camera.
Okay, I see. Okay, I see what you mean. So I see. Got
you
it.
Can't,
got
you
it.
Can't take a picture of something unless the camera is deployed.
Okay, got it.
And I just got an invitation to go back to Long Island at the Cradle of Aviation Museum for the 40th anniversary. That Cradle of Aviation magazine hangar is in Mitchell Field. Yeah. It's in a hangar where Lindbergh took off.
Hey, George, we're running out of time here. But, hey, but thank you so much for your phone call and for what you've done. I mean, gosh, how exciting. Thank you so much.
Okay, fine.
You bet. Jack, good morning. We've got like 10 seconds here, Jack.
Yeah, I'd like to see our senators, Feinstein and Boxer, come up and talk to us for a change.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Well, you know what? That's good. You know, we need to maybe when tonight, when everybody's standing, we need to write to them and call them and say, hey, come up here and talk to us.
I hate it when we have to rap like
this. Thank you,
Jack. It's just getting good. It's so, my gosh.
We've got the phone lines backed up, and we've got a break for the weekend. You know, only thing I can say is that tonight at 7 o'clock, the rodeo grounds, Sheriff Mack, Linda and I'll be there. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?